We are in the sugya of mitzvahs. The truth is that we always talk about Torah. But Torah and mitzvahs go together. Every chelik of the Rambam, when the Rambam starts a chelik of Mishnah Torah, when he starts Hilchos Shkogos, Hilchos Tmura, he starts Hilchos Ishus, he always starts with mitzvahs. He brings in the beginning a list of all the mitzvahs that are there, and then we learn up the sugya. All of our learning is clarifying what mitzvahs we're supposed to do. The whole Torah is almanas lasos, and a chelik of being makabel the Torah, and ikrim of being makabel the Torah is to be makabel on ourselves the mitzvahs. And we pointed out that we all have a tendency to have a little bit of a problem with picking and choosing. We sometimes don't even realize that we're doing that. But what some people call it hypocrisy, you know, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. But it comes from the lack of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. We brought 2 weeks ago. Rashi says on Peches Amud Beis in Shabbos, the Yisoid of Nasiv Nishma is Oisim Me'ava V'Samachnu Alav Shelo Yitanenu B'Davar Shelo Nuchal Amud Boi. We trusted in Hashem that He would not give us something that we can't handle. And if you think about a lot of the picking and choosing that we do, we're all good people, Baruch Hashem. You guys are, at least. And when we don't do the mitzvahs, some of them, we just feel like it's, I can't. It's not me. It's not my chill. Or whatever the words, whatever, however you're going to phrase it. I can't. I picture myself doing that, and I feel like I'm already in Mei Sharim. I'm a Fruma. Wait, but it's one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Says Rashi over here, I hear where you're coming from. I hear that that's scary. But Nasiv and Nishma, Klal Yisrael knew that Hashem is not trying to play a joke on us. Hashem is trying to create big people. And that every one of these Taryag mitzvahs takes a tiny person and makes him bigger. And now we're going to go into this Bi'iyun Rav. This might take the Siyata Dishmaya 2 weeks to get into. What exactly do the mitzvahs do for us? We are going to have to learn this very, very well, and this should be a life changer for all of us, hopefully for me, at least. The Zohar HaKadosh, Rabbi Yisai, says, what's the yisoid of mitzvahs? What are mitzvahs? They're commandments? Says the Zohar something very strange. This is the Lashon of Zohar, Chelek Beis, Amud Pei Beis. Shis Meya utzlasiser zinin ito yohavin lebarnash lemehavish lim lemara. Hashem gave us 613 etzos, advices, in order to be able to have a relationship with Hashem. Ad kan lashon hazayir. Can I ask you a question? Advice? Last time I checked, the Torah is completely obligatory. You don't have it. Advice is like, I hear what you're saying. Advice? What does it mean an Eitzah? What does it mean that the Taryag mitzvahs are Eitzahs? And if we understand this, we'll be munach the whole Yisoid of why we came to Olam Hazeh. I'm a good salesman. No? This is it. If you're here and you hear this, you've heard everything. If you miss this, there's serious FOMO. What does it mean that a mitzvah is an Eitzah? What is an Eitzah, Bichlal? What's an Eitzah? So I'm going to say something controversial right now. Not everyone is a good Baal Eitzah. It's not controversial because it's true. Maybe people don't like the truth. But not everyone is someone to ask advice from. There are people who know a lot. There are people who know a lot of Torah. But sometimes there are people, you ask them a question about practical life and, I don't know, I wouldn't take his advice. Maybe they're a little bit too in the clouds or whatever the case may be. They can't give an Eitzah. They can't clarify for you what to do in your life. They're not a Baal Eitzah. A Baal Eitzah is a separate Mechayev. A Baal Eitzah is a separate Mechayev. A separate ability to bring things down to the practical level. To give me an Eitzah. Right? You have players on teams. They're very good, but they're not necessarily coaches. Right? A coach knows how to strategize, how to get the team together. If you would take one of these players and just plop him as a coach, it doesn't go. It doesn't go. Maybe a yachid should be yachidim of players, farshteis, exactly how. to be the Baal Eitzah for the team. But it's a totally different koyach. It's about making things happen for a person. That's the yisoid of an Eitzah. An Eitzah is living with someone and giving them living advice. The truth is that if somebody gets an Eitzah so they can function well, they're balanced. Where does the Eitzahs come from? Where is the source? Chazal tell us that the name of the kidneys are called Eitzahs. In a behemoth, they're called an Eitzah, and Kloyos Yoyatzahs. These things called the kidneys have the ability to be Miyayetz. That's a very spiritual thing. There's kidneys of each person also very high up there, and they match the kidneys down here, and you can be Miyayetz with them. But I was Mekabel with my Rebbeim that you could examine the parts of the body that Chazal tell you something about it and find the kochos inside them if you study them biologically. So I thought for fun, for the shmooze, I'm going to look into kidneys. And I found something amazing about kidneys. Kidneys, you know, all of us, I don't want to call you Amaratzim in this, but, you know, you think kidneys, you just drink water and then, you know, the kidneys, whatever, it's like a little water balloon over there. No. The Iker Yisoid of kidneys, according to biology, according to modern science, the Iker thing it does is it creates balance, pH balance in the blood system. The blood is filled with all sorts of different koichas, and it makes it livable for you. It makes your blood pressure normalized. And as a Davert study, it also excretes various different ways to allow you to live. The yisoid of an Eitzah is to allow advice that I can live with. A bad Eitzah is simply something that doesn't work. Right? Someone tells you to say that to your wife, and your wife bonks you on your head. I guess that rabbi, that's not what I say. Bad Eitzah. Not practical. Right? You have to be here, even though there's a chazal about this, you have to know where the chazal comes down to practical living. That's the yisod of Eitzah. The Adir Bamarim, the Ramchal, says, and it was Mekabel Meirabosai, the Pshat in this Adir Bamarim, that the word Eitzah comes from the word Eitz, which means a tree. A fruit-bearing tree. And the yisod of an Eitzah is how to take Yankel, who is this guy who has all of these strengths, and give him practical advice that he should grow like a tree, bear fruit like a tree, and then those fruits should fall down, seeds, emerge new trees, and emerge new trees, till infinitum. How do we get him to grow and be productive? The yisoid of an Eitzah is to get someone user-friendly advice that he could become something. A lot of people want to lose weight. And then there's always a machloikis in the Eitzah of how to do it. Right? The Olam knows I don't like insanity. The reason I don't like it is because it's a steered in Eitzah. Mashkichim don't like anything that's insane. It has to be down to earth. I'm always skeptical of something that's crazy. Because the yisoid of an Eitzah is something you have to live with. In the old days they had Slim Fast. I don't know if they still have that. Or they had Weight Watchers. Things that are part of your life. It could be that insanity is okay. Well, I'm not sure. But I'll upon him, if you want to know if something's a good Eitzah, it's something that I can continue with. If it will allow me to continue to grow in my life, but if it will leave me crazy out, I'm out of this, this is nuts, this is insane, it's a terrible Eitzah. It's a terrible thing to have. So what does it mean that mitzvos are Eitzahs? What does it mean? It means that the mitzvos create a man that would have never been able to have been created without all of these 613 components. You follow this program, and by the end, you are a giant of a man. A giant of a man. Rav Yerucham says, on the Koach of Mitzvahs, a Meir Dekapshat, in Parshas Rei, he says, Chazal say, that even a mitzvah kala, ein lecha mitzvah kala she'ein tchiyas ha-mesim tzuyibah. There's not even a small mitzvah that Tchias HaMesim can't happen after that. I never understood this, Chazal. That means mitzvahs are very... No. Me. I'm a walking hamburger right now. I'm the most gashmiistic person right now. Okay? How are you going to turn this guy into a tzaddik? He's a walking hamburger. Right? He's a walking pizza. You follow these 613. These mitzvahs have the ability to create Tchias HaMesim! Wake up the dead! Take the guy that was most likely to fail as a tzaddik. This guy for sure not. Follow the program of Hashem. for $19.99, right? And bingo! After a few years of following this program, we've been mechaya amazed. We've taken someone who was a corpse. Everyone gave up on this guy. But these Eitzes, these 613, this program generates godless. And if we have a problem with learning a Zohar, because it's a little scary, we just finished Lag BaOmer, so we learned a Zohar. The Zohar says Eitzes. Listen to what happened to the Rambam. The Rambam, my dear friends, did not have the Zohar. He wasn't Zohar. But many times the Rambam's Kedusha and Ruach HaKodesh is mechavin directly to the Zohar to the point where it's absolutely frightening. Because I've looked through all of the Mefarshim about how the Rambam arrived at this. I went through the Psukim in Yeshaya, the Psukim in Yirmiyah, the Psukim in Mishlei that the Rambam's basing his Yesod off of, and no one says like him except for the Zohar. It's fascinating. Listen to what the Rambam says. The end of Hilchos Smura and Perek Dalet. V'roi dinei ha-toyra. The vast majority of halachas. Einon ela eitzes. They're only advice. This is the Rambam, okay? This is not some Kabbalistic source. Rambam, Hilchos Smura. Briskers can learn this. It's brisk. We're learning in brisk, Rabbi Osai. We're learning Hilchos Smura. V'roi dinei ha-toyra einon ela eitzes. Advice, meirachuk, from a distance. This is the lashon of the pasuk. The pasuk in Yirmiyah, Eitzes meirachuk, and the pasuk in Yeshaya, migadol ha'etza. Far away Eitzes. What does it mean, far away advice? Advice from Hashem, who, for the guy who's a walking hamburger, is far away. And now, the greatest Baal Eitza that ever lived, the lashon of the pasuk, which is Hashem Yisbarach, has a system for this guy. From far, l'sakein hadeus v'liyasher kol ha'maisim, to fix all of his bad midas and straighten all of his actions, and he brings a pasuk in Mishlei to support it his way. Alokasati l'kol shlishim b'mo'atzus v'das l'ediyach ha'kshayt imrei emes l'hashiv amarem emes l'shalcha. Says the Rambam, the whole purpose of Taryag mitzvahs is to take somebody and systematically, naturally, without any overload, without any burn, bring him to godless. Godless. And this is the program of Taryag Mitzvahs. This is what it's all about. Now, Lamaisa, if you would try to do this on your own, I like to try to do this sometimes, I know it's a little dangerous. Let's pretend we didn't have the Torah, okay? Unfortunately, there are people who have done this, okay? What would you do for a religious experience? The Krakshans have this idea, they walk with the God. They walk with God. This is what they do. I was once on a plane with one of them. They go, amen, pray the Lord, amen. They keep doing it the whole plane ride. You ask them what they're doing. I'm walking with God. Nice. What are you doing, though? He's still the same behemoth that he was a second ago. He's walking with God. He has no mahalach. No mahalach. I was once learning somewhere where there are interesting people outside. It's very hard to learn when that is, if you go to those places. And I was watching this guy. And he was staring at a tree. But he wasn't just staring at a tree. And I wish I could have learned, but I couldn't help myself. He was like this. And then, it was going on for 15 minutes. He wasn't blinking. I was like, how do you do that? It's like one of those, like the soldiers by the, you know, the English soldiers, where you try to get them to crack up. He's like, what is this man doing? And then I felt, Nebuch, what a poor guy. 15 minutes, he's going nowhere. He's trying to have some sort of religious experience by just... Listen, here, put on a pair of tzitzis. Put on a pair of tefillin. Buddy, you're just staring at a tree. He has no mahalach. He's running in circles. But it gets worse, because there are some people who still have the tzitzis and tefillin. And sometimes, you know, we can't always go to safaris in here in Yerushalayim, but if you drive with your kids in the car, you see exciting animals and different types of people on the way. And we saw this guy, and my whole family, we were mispalled. This was the most exciting thing we've ever done. We once went to a safari in Great Adventure. This was much more exciting. There was a guy, and Nebuch, he was wearing all white, his like built-in tzitzis to his garments, of course. He's got this tefillin on, a turban wrapped around, a ponytail, a long beard. I think he thinks he's David HaMelech. He's walking around, skipping. My kids were rolling. But this is somebody's life. A lost soul. He's walking with God. He has no mahalach. No mahalach. We don't understand what Borei Olam did for us. Borei Olam created a system. And I'm not the one to point this out. The Mesillas Yesharim says this. The Mesillas Yesharim in the Hakdama says, why don't people want to be religious? Why do they only want to learn but not be holy? We don't want to be holy. Why don't they want to be Hasidim? Says the Mesillas Yesharim. Because Yidamu Robnei Adam Shachasidus Toli Bamiris Mizmerim Harbe. Being very righteous, it's not just saying Tehillim, it's saying all of Tehillim. I'm going to say the whole thing today. Uviduyim Aruchim Ma'od. I'm not just going to clap all hate. I'm going to clap until I get black and blue over here. I'm going to whack myself for 5 hours. Whoa! Tzomos Koshim. I'm not going to fast in the winter, just. I'm going to fast in those long summers. And I'm going to be machmir to fast the night before. Utzfilas Kerach V'Sheleg. I'm not going to go to Dushinsky's mikvah over here. I'm going to freeze water and then break it so I can go in ice. Yeah! What's happening over here? Mesillas Yesharim says this was the philosophy of people. You know why? Because they want to do something religious. I want to do something. And guess what? The Torah is normal. Sorry, buddy. The Torah is extremely normal. You will not see the person metamorphosizing into an Adam Gadol overnight. You will see a process of 613, all of them, presenting us with a great man at the end. An Eitzah that only the Gadol HaEitzah Borei Olam could have ever come up with. Do we understand how each one of these things gets us there? No, because it's from the Gadol HaEitzah. But the tachlis of the mitzvah is to get us where we have always wanted to go, where we have always wanted to be. And it's a relief for us. The Mesillas Yesharim says, the derech to get to Olam Haba, the whole tachlis to get to Olam Haba. What does he say? How do you get there? It's a very exciting place. He says, it's the whole tachlis. He says, ha-derech lahagia l'sham, v'amsoyim ha-mikim et adam l'tachlis zeh, heim ha-mitzvahs. All you have to do to be a tzaddik yisod olam is mitzvahs. Wow. You know how refreshing it is to know what to do? It's gewaltig. We take it for granted. We have such a clear system. If something's in Shulchan Aruch, it's a good idea. If something's not in Shulchan Aruch, it's not a good idea. And sometimes it gets confusing and you ask a rav. But life is filled with direction for someone who's mekabel Torah u'mitzvahs. And listen to this. I know that I said that we're going with mitzvahs over here, but I'm going to do something very extreme right now. Very extreme. Okay? Please don't tell anyone that I did this. Okay? Birchas HaTorah. I would like to talk about Birchas HaTorah. Everyone and their second cousin, if you ask them that what the Ramban Shita is on Birchas HaTorah, you guys better know this, everyone and their second cousin, holds that the Ramban holds that Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. The Rambam holds it's Darabana. If I asked you why, say, because it's a Birchas HaShevach. We're praising Hashem for the Torah. Can I ask you a question? What are we praising Hashem for about the Torah? What's the Shiloh? Torah! Torah! Right? They didn't read the Ramban. This is my famous Yesod. Anything that's famous, you have to read inside because nobody knows it because they heard it before because it's famous. Nobody ever reads the Ramban in Bo. No one ever reads this Ramban. No one ever reads anything that's famous. No one ever reads what Moshe Rabbeinu, when he hit the rock, he was angry according to the Rambam. Wrong. Read the Rambam inside. It happens everywhere. Anything famous is wrong. So the best way to prepare a shmooze is read things that are famous and you'll find new things. Unbelievable. Everyone's shocked. Wow. He's saying a Kiddush. No, I'm not reading. Watch this. Look at what the Ramban says. What's Torah? Mitzvah Tesvav and Mitzvah Sheshachah Harav. We have to thank Hashem every time we learn the Torah. The Torah Gedolah that He asalanu b'teisa terasa elenu. Hashem did us a tova. What did He do for us when He gave us this Torah? Hamasim haritzuyin lefanav. He told us the things that He likes us to do. The things that make Hashem proud. What makes Dad proud? What makes Tati proud? The maisim that he likes, shebahem ninchol chaye olam, that through these actions we can actually get olam haba. Says the Ramban, every morning when you're saying Birchas HaTorah, you know what you're thanking Hashem for? Mitzvahs. Hashem, I would come into the world and they would tell me there's a place called olam haba, and I would stare in outer space and say, oh my goodness, what in the world am I going to do? and it finds this weirdo and that weirdo, put on those tefillin and stare at the tree and do everything possible and just bump in walls all day. Thank you, Borei Olam, for giving me a mahalach that doesn't fail, that has an absolute 100% success rate. Thank you for giving me a Torah that tells me what you like. I'm not lost. I know people who have Harvard education, Harvard law, who are unemployed. Unemployed. There are no guarantees in life. There are no guarantees. There's only one guarantee. Mitzvahs. Out of all of the things in the world, maybe you'll get your break, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll be Zocha in Silicon Valley to get the app that She'ein Kedugmaso, or maybe you'll be a loser. And it doesn't matter if you went to MIT and all the special places and practiced all you wanted. You're a failure. You're a nothing. You're a garnished. But when it comes to mitzvahs, you follow the program, you are guaranteed to be a Gadol B'Yisrael. It doesn't mean a Gadol B'Yisrael that's seen as a picture giving tzedakah for Kupat Ha'ir necessarily, but a Gadol B'Yisrael who have the biggest chelek in Olam Haba possible. There are no tricks. There's no surprises at the end. Hashem gave us everything we needed to become great. And it's not the pshat that we tally up your mitzvahs at the end. Stop. We tally you up. You are going to become great. You will actually become a great man at the end. It will actually be that way. People will want to be around you. People will enjoy your presence. People will seek your advice. All of these things because you followed the program that makes great men. Not just stomp, tally up all the mitzvahs. You followed a system that has an eitzah to make the tree grow and produce fruit. And I thought it's even merumas in benching. The Ramban's Yisayid. What do we say in Noidelecha? Al Toiraska. Right? Toiraska Shalim Aratanu. Val Chukecha Shehoratanu. Can I ask you a question? We thank Hashem in benching, like the Gemara says, you have to thank Hashem for the Torah in benching. So, Toiraska Shalim Aratanu, you taught us Torah. What's Al Chukecha Shehoratanu? On your chukim that you made known to us. What are we saying? We bench all the time, right? Hopefully. What in the world are we asking? What are we thanking Hashem for? Thank you for making known to us your laws. And I think it's pashut according to the Ramban. The concept of chok, and it's going on the whole Torah over here, is things you could never figure out on your own. That's the whole yesod of a chok. It's something that the logic of it, you could spend a million years trying to find it, you'll never find it. You say, Al chukecha shehoida sanu, Borei Olam. If I wouldn't have your mitzvahs, I could fumper around in the dark for 120 years. Thank you for telling me you like this. You like these tassels. You like this tefillin. And it will get me somewhere. Thank you for pointing that out to me. Because without it, I push it, wouldn't know what I'm doing. I wouldn't know where I'm going. Now let's go a little bit further. Let's go a little bit further. The Gemara in Makkos, right? Another famous Gemara that nobody understands. Famous Gemara, right? Says the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Darish Rebbe Simloi, Sheish Meos V'Shloish Esrei Mitzvos Nemru L'Moshe. There are 613 mitzvahs. This is actually the Makor that there are 613. There's not a pasuk about it. It's a drasha in Makkos. Shloish Meos V'Shish Mechamish Lavin Kemin Yimos Achama. 600, right? 365 connected the days of the year. Umasayim varboim bishmona and ramach 248 connected a varv shel adam, connected the varm of an adam. What's the drasha? Torah plus anoichi and lo yeah together is 613. Okay, what does this mean? That you have 365 los ases keneged, the days of the year. Okay? And what else do you have? You have 248 keneged, your body parts, mitzvah sase. Do we understand this? What's this whole idea about days and body parts? Do you understand this, Michal? Says the Maharal in Teferis Yisrael, Adover Noira Adma Oid, in Perek Dalet, says the following thing. He says, let's bring a muscle first, in a diet. Right? We're big on diets. We're working on diets over here. Diets are plans, okay? There are two things you need in a diet, okay? One is to stay at a basic level of health. A person has to watch out for his health. If he watches out for his health, then he can advance. He can build muscle. He can have extra vitamins, he can have antioxidants, and he can pile all in new stuff, but first he has to watch out that he's okay, right? We have to monitor his blood pressure, right? Good trainers, they know exactly what's happening with the person because you can't get further until you're healthy. The baseline is, are you healthy? Once you're healthy, then we can proceed. And then you can do big things. You can become Mr., you know, all those before and afters, right? All the moguls on their belly. Before he was 700 pounds, and now look, he's mamish a double black diamond ski slope. Ashrech. Right? So that's the before and the after. Okay, fine. Says the Maharal that really, you have to watch out for your health. You know that if somebody's jogging in Manhattan, okay, there's a statistic that I heard years ago. Someone's jogging in Manhattan with one of those bands, you know, looking, and during the red lights is going like this, you know, the ones who don't want to be mavatel, they're really in shape. Do you know that somebody who stands behind the exhaust of one bus in Manhattan or wherever it is has gotten more carcinogens in their system than your grandmother got in her entire life? One muffler will do you in. That's it. Rahman al-Tzlan, I would recommend for whoever wants to be healthy to skip the jogging and move out of Manhattan. Because the health over here requires a baseline. Says the Maharal, there are two dimensions to our Avodas Hashem. There's something called Los Ases, which is being healthy, baseline, staying out of trouble. And then once somebody stays out of trouble, then they can conquer in Avodas Hashem. And says the Maharal, environment, right? Ozone layer, all the dangerous things, that's the 365 days in the year, Keneged, all the losases. And now we have a healthy environment. All the 365 days of the year, it's sterilized, the area is sterilized. Now Yankel can proceed inside the area, safe, and begin his 248 positive commandments. This is what the Maharal says. The Maharal says you have to watch out for your health. The first eitzah that Hashem does for us is He gives us a diet that we can't get into trouble. If we get into this trouble, then we become a big hodgepodge, a big chalent of things. We're not following the system. That's Yirah Shamayim. Someone who understands that he has to follow the system. First, Sur Meirav Asei Tov. And the Zohar HaKadosh, which the Maharal brings as well, tells us 248 positive commandments connected to the Evarim of a person, and 365 connected the sinews. What are sinews? Gidin. You know what they are? Veins or tendons. You know what these things are? Listen to this. This will blow you away. It's worth it to come to Eretz Yisrael to hear this Mara. He says the same thing. The same thing. How does a person do things in life? With his Evarim, his parts, right? All of his body parts. What keeps you together? All of those gidin, all of those sinews, keep your body together. If you wouldn't have one of those things, you'd look like this. Like that. That's how you'd look. All the losases keep Humpty Dumpty from falling apart. They keep him together. That's the yisoid. All of the losases are the baseline for a healthy yid. But if somebody's missing this, then they're cheating. You know, it's like, You're trying to beat the system. You go to the nutritionist, right? I know this. I haven't done this yet. I'm still afraid. But you go, right? They give you this program, and you go there. Get on the scale. Oh, okay. Okay, you lost a half a pound in 2 weeks. You've been following the program? Yeah, of course, man. Just a few donuts, whatever. Right? You're not following the system. It doesn't work. The system doesn't work if you try to beat the system. So many people complain that they're not getting into it. You know what their problem is? They're not following the system. The system requires everything. All of the losases. If you try to do everything except for one thing, it'll show up on the scale. It'll show up in not having a geshmak in learning, not being interested in davening. But the people who have followed the system without fail, every single one of them has shtayed, every one of them has gone through a tchias hamesim, feeling geshmak about being a yid, because they followed the program. And everyone who didn't, something is wrong with how they did it. There's something wrong with it. And I wanted to say a chiddush, that this is even merumas in the Torah. This is even merumas in the Torah. It says, in Chazal that the first letter of the Torah is Beis. Beis. The last letter of the Torah is a Lamed. Ene Yisrael. Bracious Bara, right? Ene Yisrael. Lamed. What's that together? Lev, right? Lev, which is Gematria Kavod. We've talked about this a lot. A heart of a person, okay? But that's not what it spells in the Torah. If you're one of those nudniks, what does it spell? Baal. What's Baal? What is Baal and what is Lev? Listen to this. Svasayim Yishak. This is a dover that was nischadish to me, and it appears to me to be a dover amiti. Bamas. The whole Yisoid over here, the lave of a person, is what he does. He does things. He's a goat. He's pumping. The heart pumps. All of the circulatory system. He's going. That's my lave. I put my heart into this. I'm doing. What's Baal? You know what Baal is? Baal means no! Baal Yira, Baal Yimatzi. You guys are learning that in Psachim. Ki Baalti Me'erosi, the word Baal means bilti. No way. It doesn't just mean no, it means never. It can't be. It doesn't mean don't find chametz in your rishus. It means you can't. Because if you do, it'll ruin the whole Pesach. If I want to experience Pesach, then, or anything in life, but we'll take Pesach as an example. First thing you have to do is clear the area. How do you do that? No chametz in your rishus. Baal. Baal. Stay away. Don't do this. Don't do that. Now you're in Pesach. And now you can eat matzah with your lev. Now you can put your heart into it. But it always starts with a person who removes all of the problems from his system. Who follows all of the losases. A person who wants to experience Oneg Shabbos. First, he's got to follow the don'ts. All of the malachas. Baal! Get it out of your life. Be zahir in Shabbos. Then you'll love Shabbos. You'll experience the oinig of Shabbos because you're in a sterile environment. The system is perfect, Rabosai. We're dealing with the gadol ha'etzis. We're dealing with bari olam. And sometimes we try to say it should be this way, it should be that way, and we get on the scale and the nutritionist knows. We're trying to beat the system. We should all be zeicha to be mekabel all of the Torah b'shleimus. Follow the Eitza Meirachok from the Gadol HaEitza and be Mekabel the Torah B'Shleimus B'Karb.